wedding.
Right. It's the Parshas Kisiso, so the dominant theme, the subject, of course, the Chet HaEgel and its aftermath. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask him, actually on two different occasions, to forgive the Bnei Yisrael for the sin, once while he was still up on the mountain, and again when he came back after having come down and smashed the Luchos. And the Kriyas HaTorah for Tainus Tzibur, the fast day, is found here in the middle of the Parshas Kisisa. It's also laid on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. And the famous Pasuk in the Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Vav, says, Vayavor Hashem Alpano Vayikra, it introduces the famous Yud Gimel Midos, right? Hashem Hashem Kelachum Vechanun. So it says, Vayavor Hashem Alpano. So there's a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that people speak about it always in Kippur time, because it's the Slichus time, because it's the marker for the information relating to the Yud Gimel Midos. A number of years ago, I spoke about many different shitas. I think it's like you once gave me a chart that had 13 different shitas as to how to count the Yud Gimel Midos. I think I found more afterwards. A lot of different shitas in the Rishonim, but this is the famous Gemara. When I look at a different part of the Gemara, or a different part of that phrase, it's not always looked at. The Gemara says, again, it's Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, explaining the Pasuk, and our Sedra, Perek Lamed Daled, and Shmos, Pasuk Vav, Vayavar Hashem Alpanav, Yikra Amar Yochanan, Ilmolei Mikra Kasuv, Iev Shala Omro. If it hadn't been that the Pasuk would say, wouldn't even be allowed to describe something in this way, because, you know, it sort of attributes certain physical properties to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're not really allowed to say such things, except that it says in the Pasuk, so we're entitled to explain the Pasuk. It says the Gemara, Melamed Shenis'atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, the Herolo L'moshe Seder Tvila, it teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, wrapped himself up in a talis, so to speak, and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu the order of how to daven. Amar lo kol zman sheYisrael choten yasu lefonai k'seder hazeh v'ani mocha lohem. And he said, whenever the Jewish people have sinned, as they did down with the Egel, so you'll do this order, you say these psukim, and I'll forgive them. And that's, of course, the source, as we mentioned, for the fact that Yud Gimel Midos, reciting Yud Gimel Midos, has the efficacy for bringing about kapora, for slicha, and that's why that's the highlight, the centerpiece of all the slichas on the Yom Narayim and on Tanis Tzibur and so on. What I'd like to examine now is not that point, but rather the opening phrase, that Melamed Shenis Atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up, as it were, like, again, the Gemara says you're not allowed to say such things, except that the Pasuk implies it somehow. Let's see exactly how he implies it. But it says, Melamed Shenis Atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up like a Shliach Tzibur. The implication of this statement, and that's the starting point for tonight, is that a Shliach Tzibur, by definition, is wrapped up in a talus. A Shliach Tzibur is to have a talus on. So that seems to be a familiar image. So the Gemara says, in Melamed Nisatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur. So the Ran, commenting on the Rif, explains this Gemara. The Ran is in commenting on the Rif on Daf Dalad on the base in the page of the Rif by the word Melamed. So for the Ran says, Kach Heroa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe B'Maros HaNevuah. This whole thing was a prophetic vision. So it doesn't really mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually did anything physically, right? Although one wonders if the Ran's interpretation is right, so why does that have to say Omole Mikrokosu? It's not for the fact that Pasuk says it. But maybe even in the Nevuah you can't say something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu like that. But anyway, so the Ran learns, Melamed Shenis'atef Kach Hero HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe B'Maros HaNevuah. The whole thing was a prophetic vision, and Moshe saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, wrapped up in a talus. That's what the Ran says. And the Maharsha, in the Chidushei Agados on this Gemara, so he says, he found the source. It's the Dibra Maschil, also of Rabbi Dibra Maschil Molei. He also says, "Below Nema Mikra Elakid El Saber Saozen Shekain Haya Nir La Moshe Benavuah." He only says it this way. He said, "Moshe, we can understand what Moshe saw. Moshe saw a prophetic vision. Ki Ilu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Misatev Kishatz." The Haino Vayavor, and that's what the word Vayavor, the opening word of the pasuk, the funny word, Vayavor Hashem Alpono. What does that actually mean? Vayavor Begomer Kishat Hamavir Taliso Alpono. It's like a shat, a Shliach Tzibur, a chazan, who puts his talus in front of his face. That's what is Nisatev Shliach Tzibur. That's the Loshen. It's according to this Marsha, the drosha is on, the drosha, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up in a way in a talus, is from the word Vayavor. Hamavir Tazman of Rekori Kesed HaZeb, Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahorah Shekein Yasu Kozman Mechule. And he writes, V'sefer Yoshan Mechochmas HaMekubolim, some ancient sefer from the Chochmah and Mekubalim, whatever that is, Motzasi, Zalashon Nis'atev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also Talas Levonash Nis'atev Bibriel Sol Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the same white talas that he used when he created the world, whatever that talas is. She'olav Nemar Ota Or Kasalma. Pasuk, you know, Kasalma is like a garment. Anyway, the Herach B'Soda in some kind of a Kabbalistic Sefer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow put on the same talas that he wanted to create. Whatever exactly it means. Okay, my point is not to delve into the Kabbalistic interpretation of Marshall, but to show you that he understands, first of all, he understands like the Ran that it was all a prophetic vision, but the drosha sort of springs from the word Vayavor. So says the Marshall, and perhaps that's what the Ran would say too. However, Rabbeinu Chananel, on the page, Rabbeinu Chananel says, learns differently. He says, he told a malach, it actually wasn't just a prophetic vision, although you can reconcile because the Rambam happens to hold that whenever you speak about a malach anywhere in the Chumash, it means automatically that it was a nevuah. That's a yisod of the Rambam, which other Rishonim disagree with. I don't go into all that right now, but the Rambam holds whenever they're malachim, the whole thing, including in the beginning of Vayera, you know, when the three malachim come to Avraham, you know, according to the Rambam, the whole thing is a mar nevuah. Bilam with the donkey, the whole thing is mar nevuah. Others did the Rambam, others disagree, but that's not for now. You can, I'm just mentioning it because you can sort of, you know, reconcile the opinions. But the Rabbeinu Chananel is writing again, Pirish Tziva, Lemalach, Shalis Atev, Keshat, Hayor, Lefne, Ateva, Harol, Amos, Yomol, Koz, Manch, Yisrael, Chotum, Lefonai, Asu, Lefonai, Ase, Lefonai, Keseder, Azev, Ani, Mokalem, and then it goes on to explain Hashem, Hashem, etc. So Rabbeinu Chananel, this wasn't a Mar Nebu exactly, but somehow Malach wrapped himself up again, the idea that the definition of a Shliach Tzibur somehow is that a Shliach Tzibur is defined by the fact that he has a talis. In the Chidush HaRitva, on this daf in Rosh Hashanah, again, it's Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So the Ritva says, "Melamed shenisata v'kadosh baruch pirish shenira kein lemoshe b'mare hanavuah." He agrees with the Ran. Then he adds, "U'mefarsh rabbanon delishn devayavor darshinan keshat ha'over lifnei hateva." Differently than Marshall said. Marshall said the drushes on the word vayavor, because vayavor is like somehow crossing or pulling the talus over his head, over his face. That's the drusha. The Ritva says a little differently. The Ritva says the Vayavor is, in the name of, says the Mefarsh Rabbanon, I don't know who he's referring to, but he says, the Lishon of the Vayavor, Darshina Kishata, over Lifnei HaTeva. That's a common expression in the Mishnah in the Gemara. When it speaks about a Chazan, so we say he goes up to the Yamad or something, Davins to the Yamad, but the expression in the Gemara is over Lifnei HaTeva. The Teva is the Oron. Right? The Teva is the Gemara word that's often used for Oron. It just means a box. Oron also just means a box. But the Teva is the Oron. And so over Lifnei HaTeva, the person who crosses in front of the daven is in front of the Aron. You know, that's where the Amud was. She was lower down in Mamakim, but it was in the front of the shul. So the expression is over Lifnei HaTeva. So the Ritva seems to understand that the drosha of comparing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did at that time to a chazin is because the word Vayavor sort of hints at the idea of over Lifnei HaTeva. Okay, be that as it may, it comes out from these sources that the definition or part of the uniform, as it were, of the chazan, because again, it was obviously an imagery that the people could relate to. You want to describe our Kadosh Baruch Hu wrapped them, say it's like a chazan. Oh, what's a chazan? I mean, the chazan has a talis. I just want to speak a little bit tonight about the issue of a chazan wearing a talis. The Mogen Avraham,
does anybody relate it to the fact that in this partial, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's not going to show us his face, so you're covering.
As a matter of fact, you know, it's interesting because the Pasuk used, I don't remember what I saw it or one of the sources, because it says over there, Vahya ba'avor kvodi, same word, avor, ba'avor kvodi, the samtichim nikras atzur. So it could be that I once saw a connection, I don't remember now. It could be. Okay. Anyway, that the Gemara has a drush he showed in the back of the tefillin. I'm not sure. It's interesting.
I assume that they didn't have a
shliach
tzibur until the time of the second Beis
Hamikdash. Yeah, that's right. So hold that thought for a second. Machzor Shekel will fall by that in a second. Okay. Right. So, I mean, yeah, again, it's an image that the people in the Gemara knew. This is an example in the Gemara, right? Okay. Good service here.
Wow.
Good service. Wow. Okay, anyway, we'll go to the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham is Arachaim Simon Yurches, it's Hilchos Tzitzis. It's talking about Zman Tzitzis, Simon Yurches, it's Sifkot and Beis. It says, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about when you're supposed to wear tzitzis. Daytime, nighttime, does it go by what time of day? Does it go by the type of garment? An old machokas, not for now, the old question about tzitzis. Is it a daytime, nighttime issue or a daytime, nighttime garments? Not what time it is outside. But anyway, so in the Morgan Avraham writes in his fucking days, the Chosom Halavush, Simon Tav Kuf Pehei. The quotes from a Levush and Simon Tav Kuf Pehei. Tav Kuf Pehei, we'll see later. I didn't bring Levush, but the topic there is Hilchos Slichas, the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. So it's Slichas. So it says, Chosom Halavush Simon Tav Kuf Pehei, Ein Lomar Yud Gimel Midas below Atifa. He says that Gemara, I guess he takes it when it says, Asul Afonai Keseda Hazeh, not just to say Hashem Hashem Karachim, but exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and therefore you should not say, or HaKopanim L'chazim, should not say the Yud Gimel Midas, Ein Lomar Yud Gimel Midas below Atifa. That's what the Levush writes, as quoted by the Morgan Avraham. Then the Morgan Avraham adds, V'li Nireh, D'chol Over Lifna HaTeva K'sorach L'Sateh. Anyone who goes to the Yomid has to do that. Now, what it means over your head or just on, well, we'll learn it for now, it just means on. But the Morgan Avraham, the Levush says you shouldn't say Yud Gimel Midas without a talus on. The Morgan Avraham adds, "Li nira the chol over lifnei teva torach lisate kedamrinan melamed shenis atev haKadosh Baruch Hu kishir tzibur." Simple reading the Gemara. Kadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in a talus like a chazan does. So what's the understanding? It means the definition of a chazan is that he's with the ways of talus. And then he writes, "Ubelechem chamudos kosav the afa omer kadosh yosam lisate mekavet tzibur." We'll see later. Lechem chamudos. That's by the Tosis Yontif. We'll see what he's referring to in a second. But he also says even as someone an ovel who has to say kadosh yosam should put a talus on, even for that. We'll see later. We don't happen to be knowing that way. But that's what he quotes. Let's look at the Machzor Shekel. Machzor Shekel on the bottom of the page is a good week to talk about the Machzor Shekel because that's the beginning of Parshas Ki Sisa. It's the beginning of Machzor Shekel. So the Machzor Shekel is a commentary on the Morgan Avraham. So he writes again in Sukkotan Beis. He quotes this Levush, right? Chosav Levushim Tov Kuf Bayalav Ein Lomar Yud Gimel Midas Mechulei because of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Kadosh Baruch Hu wrapped in all the towels. Mashma the Shatz Yeshul Isatev Kishon Yud Gimel Midas. The simple reading is that's what the Shiv Tzibur should do. That's what the Gemara seems to indicate by comparing that to Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, do what I did here. So do what I did here is to do exactly what I did, is to dress up in a talus. The lean near the chol to Kedamrina Melamed. He explains the Morgan Avraham's lemur. The Omer Kishatz, since the Gemara's lashon is Melamed Shnis Atev Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur Kishatz, the implication is Mashma the Shatz the whole Indian trouble is Neitzev Tzarich Itum. It doesn't, the E Ratzalom Kishatz Kisha Omer Yud Gimel Midos. If you're going to tell me no, maybe the drasha just means the Gemara just saying Kadosh Baruch Hu dressed himself like a Shatz who says Yud Gimel Midos. The mashma kasher who minig hashat is atev ha'dain lo ha'in yodim ha'shoshim midos. Kadosh Baruch Hu dressed himself up, like you were saying, dressed himself up before the Gemara was even mentioned. And already you have the image of the shat, right? V'im kein ha'dain lo ha'in minig l'satev. V'i ratzom ha'shem ha'asid. I say, well, it means with the future, ratzom kishat ha'omer achshav yid gil midos. No, it means like a shat who dresses now in yid gil midos. No, he's a little dochok. The Gam Havala Leforish Kishatz Bishosh Omer Shoshi Midos. The Gemara should have been specific and said, if that's all it meant, it was only talking to Yud Gimel Midos. It should have said, like a Shatz who dresses in a palace by the Yud Gimel Midos. And therefore, the Pashtus is, says the Machzor Shekel, explaining the Morgan Avraham, that any Shliach Tzibur has to have a palace on. Any Shliach Tzibur should put on a palace. That's a simple reading of the Morgan Avraham, as explained by the Machzor Shekel. And then he does us a favor, because all the Morgan Avraham said was, Lechem Chamudos, I said before, says that even a Kaddish Yosom should put on a talus for Kavod HaTzibur. The Master Shekel helps out by telling us where this Lechem Chamudos is. We're not going to look at all the Lechem Chamudos to find out. And the Master Shekel saves us the trouble, and he says, Reish Hilchos Tzitzis. So if you take a look in the Gemara in Menachos, so, Daf Yomi just learned Menachos, those who learn will remember, that in Menachos you have a lot of information about tzitzis and about tefillin in the middle of the Masechta. So in the back, we normally have the Rosh. The Rosh really only writes primarily on what Halacha L'maisa, like the Rif did. So what you have printed in the back of Masechta's Menachos is what's called Halachos Ketanos, Shabbeinu Osher. Halachos Ketanos means shorter Halachos. It's Hilchos Sefer Torah, and then followed by Hilchos Mezuzah. And these types of topics, all printed up as tefillin, all in the back of Masechus and Menachos. So, Hilchos Tzitzis, which comes on, starts on Kuf Chof Dalam and Beis, in those pages of the Masechta. So you have the Hilchos Tzitzis, of the Rosh. So in the bottom of the page, you have the Dibre Chamudos, which is by the author of the Tosis Yontif on Mishnayos. So in the middle of Oz Beis, so he mentions this minig, that that even it's talking about a chazan putting on tzitzis, and he says, I've got to find it, that even somebody who says Kaddish Yosom should put on tzitzis. Let's find it inside. I was on tzitzis.
Is that referring to a time when only one person said the Kaddish?
Probably.
One person saying Kaddish was universal, or just by
one? It looks like that was the older minute.
That's from Germany.
Once wrote a whole essay about it. I followed that when I was in other.
Right, we talked about that, but that was only Yekesho, not...
Looks like the video talking about the Halberstam, so the Dibre Chaim, the sons are founder of the dynasty, has a tool like that also. I don't know if they still follow it, his Ksidim, but Sanzer writes Chazonish, seems to prefer that way. There's a lot of literature about it. Anyway, here it is. He writes, Mikol Mokum Nogul Lizato Hakum Misha Omer Kaddish Yosom, also Mishum Kovet Sibur. So Dibre Chamudos, towards the end of Os, Gimel, he writes that a person who says Kaddish Yosom should also, but what's the reason why is Mishum Kovet Sibur. So now we come to the following. So now we've been introduced to the notion that the purpose of a shliach tzibur wearing a talis is not because of a chiyuv of talis per se, but somehow it lends dignity. It's a din in kovod tzibur. And again, the Rebbe Chamudos goes so far as to say that even the person saying kaddish, saying kaddish yosem should say it. Now the Aruch HaShulchan points out, and again this is in the same simon yud ches in Siv Zion, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that he quotes it, but he says his own. Yesh, first of all, the mandu the chol shatz overlift that teva torch lizatib betzitzis. He has the drosha from the Mogen Avraham. We explain the yesh shakosu the gama omer kaddish yosem lizatib they covered tzibur. That even the avil saying kaddish yosem would do it below nagu came. But yeah, that's not our minig, and it's not our minig. But here's what he does say. It's interesting. The hachacham hadoresh. A rav gives a drosha in front of the shul, vadai tzorach lis'atev, the covered tzibur. I like that. We don't tend to follow that minig, except, at least I do anyway, on Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah. Well, as a mekiv, you haven't wear it in shul, but I'm saying, let's say a rav gives a drosha between mich and ma'ariv or something, you know, don't put on a talis. If you're wearing one anyway, so like a Shabbos morning or whatever, but I think, many rabbanim that I know I do it myself, Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah, put on a talis for the drosha. Okay, that's the
really, but I noticed is after davening, the shul is going off for kiddush.
By us, yeah.
And the talis is removed.
Sometimes I remove it, I don't want to get it dirty.
You put it back for the drasha?
I put it on with the bracha. It depends. Yeah, I think so. We'll talk about the bracha because of my own talis.
No, but you know that you're going to put
right,
it back.
Right, that's the question, how long the break's going to be. I've always wondered about that. You know, if it's a quick break, so... But anyway, a lot of rabbanim give the drosha to Mecha Mariv, so they put it...
Wal used to do it.
Right, he did. They do have an argument about it. I mean, I know... You know, I think by the Chassidim, or by some, you know, they wear the talis, and I think when they're saying halacha, the talis over the head. When the Jewish talis... Or vice versa, I forgot which way. Depends, I guess, on which shul.
You realize in Purim you're wearing a talis.
I was wearing a talis in Purim? No.
I didn't know.
I remember more or less, but I don't think so. Okay, anyway, that was no drosher. Anyhow, but that's the Mogen Avraham. So, I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'achocham hadoresh v'adai tzorach lis'atav mi'dei kavad tzibur v'chein amig. And they also write, and that's, I think, we followed it also, V'gam ha'sandak. And they have a bris, they call it the sandik, but hamoel, also, they put a talis on, ruin with sata, but didn't he covered malacha bris? So again, you have this Aruch HaShulchan, he says, we don't follow the practice quoted by the Dibre Chamudos and by the Mogen Avraham, that an ovel saying Kaddish Yosom does it, but the other times we do. So all of this has to do, as we said, with kavod hatzibur.
Now,
well, that's a further discussion we're going to get to right now, necessarily. You know, it doesn't say. Yeah, you know, that's what it looks like, at least for, you know, again, for things which are among the Dvarim Shebikdusha, so Yeah, but this says nisatef. I don't think it necessarily says, again, in case we go ahead, what, you know, what are we talking about with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But it means, it's al panav. Yeah, by al panav, does it mean that, okay, could be.
The funniest thing about in all this, there's no such a concept as a talit.
Altogether.
There is no problem.
Right.
You wear a beggar, that there's Arba Kanfot, they have to put it in the kitchen.
Right, but that's the point. It became something, the question is when, but it became something for Kavod HaTzibur. That, you know, we consider a talis, for example, something of a beggar which is miyuchad l'tefillah. In fact, it has a nafkamina halacha, just to digress for a moment. You know, you're allowed to go, let's see, you're not allowed to go into the bathroom with tefillin. We assume. Tomorrow's old discussion in brachos, you know. But we go in with tzitzis on, with the Arba Kanfot on. What about talis? I think the widespread practice, people take the talus off because it's the way we wear a talus now, it's miyuchad l'tefillah. I think the same thing, some of the posts can be done like a kittel. You know, there's no kedusha to a kittel, it's a white garment. But since we wear it only by davening, so it's considered miyuchad l'tefillah, you know, so you take it off and you go to the bathroom. I think, you know, that's an afkamina. Your point is well taken, and that's exactly what the post can bring up.
I covered it with my
doctor kittel. Same general idea, right?
So everything is tashmish. It's how you utilize it.
Right, right. No, but what Yitzchak's point is, it used to be people wore those kind of garments. It wasn't there's no kedusha, right? That was their robe. That was their garment. People wore four-cornered garments, so it didn't have any. You know, I don't think that they necessarily took it off before going to bed, but that's how they dressed all day, like us.
But interesting enough, the whole manifestation of tefillah and everything, it's something that developed over thousands of years, in which before there was kabbarnas, the whole essence of how we mispalo, how we put kedusha within the whole structure of tefillah never existed, 2,000 years ago.
Right, that's true. And the fact that talis or tzitz is associated with davening, I think I want to point this out. I think that somebody says that it's in the schus of Avraham, but the Gemara says Chazal say that the schus of Avraham that we have tzitzis. So that's why we dafka with the talis by shachas, because Avraham instituted shachas.
But the fact is, people were tefillin all day long.
Right, at one time, correct. That's true.
So the beged of being a talis and wearing a tefillin, I mean, the whole essence for a person was kedusha.
Right, that's true.
But that's a misconception. There is no concept of talis in the order. In other words, interesting, Yoel Binun, he put the tzitzit on his
jacket. Yeah, I've seen it.
You misconstrued all mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to have.
It's on the beged. No, it's on the
beged that you
we wear.
Right.
Right.
So if you wouldn't wear the beged, you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah.
Right.
Taking a shmata, putting on yourself a robe or whatever for the purpose of having a tzitzit is misconstruing. It's putting the horse in the water.
So the chasidish method is really the correct method. It's when it sets this over your beged. That if you're already going to do it, give it in certain essence of.
We'll talk about that another time. Parsha Shlach. Yeah.
But it's related to your point.
Yeah, but it's
a complete. Yeah. Just a nisatif, yeah. Well, we don't know what this, but we're saying that part of the definition of at least the Shlach Tzibur has to wear a talis. In other words, the fact is, I mentioned before, we do wear talisim, let's say, by shachar. So Muslim, we don't wear mincha. The tzibur doesn't put on by mincha. It's not by mayor. We'll talk about that in a second. But apparently, the shir tzibur always, or the bris, we just said, or drosha or something. Then for sure, the tzibur is not wearing. Or by bris, they honor God. But usually, the bris is very often right after davening. So many people do keep their talis on. But let's say I have a bris at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the baby was sick, whatever it was. To make a bris later, I think afal pichain, the sadik puts on a talis. So, even without the tzibur is the point. Now the Shulchan Aruch says,
that until people started davening with Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm saying
had no meaning.
The Kodesh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in a talis, but the dimion, the comparison to the shatz, maybe was made later. In other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu did what he did. He wrapped himself up, or he appeared. In other words, there always was. Well, actually, let's think it through. There always was, let's say, a concept of tefillah. I mean, as we had tefillah, even in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, there were mamados, right? And there were people who let, but other times too. There were anshei mamad, there were in each town, there were people who said certain mishnayos lists, certain tefillahs at certain times when the karbonos were brought. So presumably there was something where, I don't know, it's a good question actually. Did they put on a talis, a special talis? Maybe there was a special garment for the kavod HaTzibur.
Didn't have a minion.
No, the Anshe Mana made a minute. They lane, they did.
You can say that later when the idea came,
right,
they're
looking
for some
image,
model
right.
And here's
right,
some
right, model. Right. Okay. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Again, it's Simon Yurches. It says, Laila loves man tzitzis. And nighttime is not the time for tzitzis. So the Shari Tshuva points, because it says Urisim also, right? By tzitzis, it says Urisim also. You're supposed to be at a time when you can easily see the tchelis and the lava and the strings. And at night, you can't see. All right. And then he quotes the famous Hachokas of Raman the Rosh. Does it go by, again, the garment? Does it go by what time it is outside? Anyway, so on this, the Shari Tshuva just points out, comment on this in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Arizal was very careful. It says, Ayin is in the Sikkot and Gimel, in the Shari Tshuva, it says, Ayin Shom Hashem Sefer is Kavanah Shah Arizal, Hayin Nizor B'tachos, Hayin Chosh Ma'od B'dobar Azeh, that he was very careful, he quotes before from the Behete, that people, Yeshli Zor, Shalolios Muta B'tzitzun Achash Kisachama, that there's mamish almost like an iser to have, not just you don't have to wear it, but it could be, you're not even allowed to wear it, the talis and tefillin after shkia. Okay? The yesh lahoser me'al rosh of eish shkia sacham. You should take it off, I'll call upon the tefillin by shkia sacham. He said the Arizal was very machbid on this. I know that it comes up, the guy when it comes up.
What about
Kol
Nidre?
Yes, Kol Nidre is an interesting point, at least in terms of the talis, it's true. Kippur is an exception. There's a reason, like a domal malachim or something. It's a good question, but I know that on Tisha B'Av, a lot of times they make mincha and everyone's wearing a talis. Mincha, late in the day. I usually personally try based on this only to get the talis off before. Even though, let's say sometimes the minyan goes a little late or whatever, the chazan geschleps or the matzah or something. But it's anyway, that's the arisa. But and this is the point. The Magen Avraham writes like this, and this will relate to Kol Nidre also maybe. The Magen Avraham there writes on this point writes Kosar Habach. Afilo hoya talis olav yasirena kishom eskilin baruchu me'achar da'achshav ein lov shena talis elo mitzvah tzitzis in year olav year akilu sover lila zman tzitzisu. Right, if you're wearing it, you should take it off, says the Magen Avraham. Right, as soon as they start saying baruchu, that's what Magen Avraham writes. It shouldn't look like you think that lila is zman tzitzis. Comment on this Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadin says in the Eish Magen Avraham. That depends on that machlokas. We will be choshe. You shouldn't. I'm saying that, yes. According to the sheet that says it goes by nighttime, then yeah, right. You can wear four corner without sisters, right? The commenting on this Magen Avraham. The Prima Gadim writes. Nevertheless, mikol mokom. Despite the fact that Rambam says you should take it off, and the Arizal is makbid and all that, the kolmak and hashat lifne ha'amud, but the guy who daven suyamud, right, and it presumably means even mayrev after shkia, im ein holech b'malbush rak reish ali. He doesn't wear a jacket or a coat. He doesn't wear that. So chedomah she ein kavar atzibur kach pshita delo yosar atalos b'mayrev. The Prima Gadim says afal pichein, but for the chazan, then it's then it's okay.
If he's not wearing a jacket,
if he's not wearing, that's what he says. Yeah. Because otherwise, again, it's a lack of kavanat tzibur. Guy will go up in a short sleeve shirt, whatever. It's not kavanat tzibur. See, if he has a jacket, it's a little more covered. But if he doesn't, so he says then it's okay to keep the pshita delo yaser talis b'mayir. He says you should keep it on. You should keep the talis on. Okay, that's the Prima Gadim. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down as well. Let's read from the Mishnah Berurah. What? According to that Lechem Chamudah,
yeah.
Yeah, again, we said the Aruch Shulchan says he doesn't put on. We don't pass him that way. We don't put on a talis, but he actually mentioned that. He said, yeah. V'ayin Eli Rabba v'shem Lechem Chamudah. I'm minig l'sata v'talis lomar kaddish yosu. They come out of tzibur, right? So he says, yeah, I guess you would if you follow that. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan, we don't happen to follow that. The Mishnah Berurah mentions in Siman Yud Ches again in Sifkotin Dalad. I'll read the quickly and just find it. He mentions also Tfilas Arvitan Uvitanis Tzibur Kishalov Shin Talis Bemincha Yosir Es Atalis Kishagia Lebaruchu Nachar the Achshav Ein Lov Shin Atalis Elonitz Atzitzis Yelov Yirek Yilu Sover the Lalas Man Tzitzis like the Mogan Avram Umi Kol Mokom Hashat Lifnei Amudim Ein Hoch Mabu Sha Elyon She Ein Kavar Atzir Rekach Pshit Lo Yosir Atalis Melo. The Mishnah Berurah says that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and the same thing And the same thing is true in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Rav Balatanya, says in Simon Yud Ches, again, same Simon Yud Ches, Sif Dalad, he also writes, Kol Ha'over Lifnei HaTeva. Okay, anybody who goes to, you know, to Dam V'Yomer, Kol Ha'over Lifnei HaTeva. Afilu lo my slichus, even just saying slichus with tachnunim. Torachli satef the talus, gorom it may cover a tzibur. Must put on a talus, a proper talus, to cover a tzibur. Afilu lo my kaddish yosem yesh mishom with sofer satef, but we don't pass. Lachain, mutorom li satef, afilu bo laila. And that's why it's muta even at night. The hadover yadua, she'ein miskabnu l'shein misatzitzes, and it may cover a tzibur. You know that if a guy goes up to Dam V'Yom and Dam Mari put in a talus, he's not putting in a talus because he's trying to think, oh, maybe it's Mansitzes. No, he knows it's Laz Mansitzes. He's doing it only to play Kavarat Tibor, and that's the proper thing. And among the Mishnah Berurah mentions back in Sivkot and Beis, he says, the only thing is, he says, we call Mokom Nira Da Shat Halovish Tazwal Ein Tzorach Livdok At Tzitzes. You know, usually we put on a talus, so we look first at the Tzitzes to make sure the Tzitzes are in order, you know, that's the thing when you... before he put the talus on, right? But he says, the shots all over talus belila, if you ask that marv, you don't have to examine, so klain tork libdok at tzitzit. V'chon zeh, v'adai nuchal lismoch al chaskoson shemikvar. You can rely on a chazoka, there's no problem. So, you know, we don't go so far as to equate putting it on, you know, as we do with, you know, when you put it on for the mitzvah.
It would be a simple chazoka. You already put it on during the day. You
right,
just took
it's
it
a
off,
stronger chazoka. Okay.
Right, so it's not like you're relying on some previous
right,
chazoka.
Right, okay. But he says we don't have to be so, you know, quite as careful. In the Sefer, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is that why we put on the talus when we get an aliyah?
Yeah, oh, we got that same, exactly the same thing. In the Sefer, more or less contemporary Sefer called Tefillah Kilchosom, written by Rabbi Yitzhak Yaakov Fuchs from Eretz Yisrael about 15 years ago, I think. Anyway, he writes in Perek Chav Vav, Sif Yud Tes, Kol Ha'ovel Lefnei HaTeva Yisatei B'talus Mikavod HaTzibur, like we said, V'af B'mincha B'terem Asul Ashrei, right, in my mincha before Ashrei. And he writes, should do it before Ashrei, not in a footnote, he writes not to have a hefsek, fine. He writes, however, he says, Yesh Lutzayin, Sheyesh Me'edos HaChasidim, Shashatz, Eino Misatev, Petalas, B'mincha, V'arvis, V'chein Minhag Admori, Lubavitch, B'ein B'chol, B'ein B'shabes Chodesh, Yontam Filu B'Rosh Hashanah. I don't know, I have to check with the local Chabad, but he mentions there that the Minhag among Lubavitchers, if it's for Mincha Marev, they never wear Talas, even on Rosh Hashanah. That's an interesting point, because he does say it. He says, call over, doesn't distinguish. Okay, but anyway, what I wanted to get to was the next comment. He says, Aval be'arvis, the rov hamakomos ain't hashatz misatik. L'maisa, despite that primogodim, you know, it says, a mayor if you put it on, and he writes here, rov, I think in this shul they don't wear a talis by mayor, do they?
No.
Yeah, most shuls don't wear a talis by mayor, but rov hamakomos ain't hashatz misatik. Okay. And he writes in the footnote, however, with yeshivas in yeshivas by minigalita, you know, the litvaks misatef hashatz af b'mar b'chein min hagei Frankfurt am Main. That's the yekas also do it. Uposhut shemashatz, but uposhut shemashatz ain't a lovish malvish elyon lo yaser tov unless he's not wearing a jacket. So that's why many shuls I think here also not that the chazan should call upon him wear a jacket or a talis. But that's so they're different min hagim with regards to mayer for sure and regards to mincha. Now we have the following question. What?
You got a chassan and people daven mincha is never
right. That's true. They're not mayer. Right. The talis isn't around, but you're right. In a chanami. Now there's one of the questions I want to look at for a moment, and that is what about the issues I mentioned before? You mentioned what about a bracha? So the So the Yamshel Shlomo in Chulin, Parak Ches of Chulin Os Nun Gimel, I think Parak Ches Simon Nun Gimel. Yeah, he's talking there actually about something we spoke about on Motzei Shabbos a few weeks ago, and I wasn't aware of this. Malcolm, he's talking about borrowing something of somebody else's with permission for mitzvah. You know, I spoke about it on Motzei Shabbos. I forgot it a few weeks ago. Yeah. So he mentions like this. He's, huh? Oh, okay. Double check. I don't think I said this Malcolm because it wasn't marked off in my sefer. But anyway, so he quotes over here that if you borrow someone else's talis, you call Malcolm Roy Lechol Yerei Shemayim Shelo Yilbash Talis Sheino Shelo. If Ainlo Talis Achi Yal Bishena Below Bracha. That there's a whole din that with regards to the talis, because it says Suscha, it's your talis, whatever. So you don't put on a talis with a bracha if it belongs to somebody else. Now. That seems to be a general din. However, it's not universally agreed upon. This, by the way, is quoted, I came to this in the moment of Rome. Yes, hold on one second. We'll see how it plays in the Shul HaSidur in a second. Back in Sif Yud Dalad, Hilchos Tzitzis, so in Simen Yud Dalad, back in Simen Yud Dalad, in Sif Katan Vav, yeah, the Mogen Avraham quotes this Yam Shel Shlomo, okay, that if you just, I'll read it from the Mogen Avraham, Sif Katan Vav, Yam Shel Shlomo Chulin Perches Simen and Gimel, Kosov Dim Lov Shol Lalos LaTorah, if you put on a talus because you got an Aliyah, because you're not putting it on for the mitzvah. Now here it doesn't say anything about whose talus. I'm sorry. It's talking about borrowing someone's talus. You don't make a brocha because you're not putting on for a mitzvah. However, he notes that the rush in the beginning. What? But you're only doing it for kavod tzibur, and that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to wear. And if you're not, then that's what that Yom Shoshomu says. However, he knows the Mogen Avraham then points to the Rosh back in that same Halachas Ketanah section on the back of Maseches Menachos. So before we saw the Divrei Chamudos, but the Rosh himself in the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis writes in the Siman Beis. That which is the minig in Ashkenaz, to put on a talus of someone else when you get an aliyah, one of those kinds of things. Okay, he thinks it's a mistake, the Rosh says. That which we said a borrowed talus is potter from tzitzis. If you borrow a four-cornered garment that doesn't have tzitzis on it, and you're just borrowing it for a day or for a minute or whatever, then you don't have to put tzitzis on it. But if you borrow a talus that already has tzitzis, and it's also like that in the Bala Iter, and it also happens to be like that in the Piska Tosus, in the back of Menachos. The Piska Tosus is in Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, in the back of Menachos. It says, Hashol kuf samach and kuf samach alav. Hashol talus yochel levaruch miyad. Fine. V'chein kohanim hamisatvin kishaolim leduchen. When kohanim go up to duchen, let's say it's a single kohen, where he borrows someone's talus. Okay. The talus shein hashem. V'chein chasanim yom chasunosam. Apparently, he also should make a bracha. So the Mogen Avraham there in Sivkot and Vav presents it as a machlokes, whether wearing someone else's that takes you out of the bracha or not. Just want to mention a few other things. A question. Presumably, I think we say Safed Brachos Ahachos. There's nothing to talk about in terms of changing our psak. I just want to look at a couple of other points that relate to putting on a talus for temporary usage. So the in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, which as I said before is in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the laws of Slichas. So the Taz writes in Sifkot and Beis. Just a moment, yeah. The Taz writes in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph Sifkot and Beis. He quotes from the Levush, the old Kosovo Levush, Shashat Shemispalas Slichas, Misatev Pitalas, the Eno Mavorech. Taz says that Kazuk is Slichas, the assumption is that Slichas is before, it's still dark. Sometimes they daven Slichas have a later minion, so then it's already Talas time. But a lot of times they start Slichas, in many shuls, or it's probably proper to start Slichas before, or in the middle of the night, after Chatzos, so like on the first Motzei Shabbos, or many people do it at that time all week long, or many shuls have a minion before dawn. So, V'chos al-Vush, Shashat, Shemispal, Slichas, Mis'ate, V'talas, V'enam, V'varach, K'd'is, V'sin, G'nches, like we said back in before, V'nin, K'sus, Lila. However, he says, V'lini, V'tamuah, I don't understand that practice. Why? The Taz himself writes, the Kaven, the Laharosh, Chai, V'brach, V'skus, V'yuchaliyom, V'filov, V'lila. So therefore, he thinks he should put on the talus with a bracha, but to avoid the suffix, he says, "Ela yikach talus chaveru." So bring your friend's talus. Vazela yavar klum. Ki kvar chachna. Since the ain levarach talus sheulo, even against that rush, okay. And then he says, why, what about the Rosh? He says, afilu l'man de pasak levorech shom, even the man d'amu says, you do make a brach on a borrowed talis, like we saw in the Rosh, and the Fiskat tells us, hanu kisheshalo kidei lotzeis bo, that's only when you borrow it to be yotzei the mitzvah tzitzis, and talis. Aval kan lo niskaven ele mishum tzniyus ba'alma, kula alma modin de'ein tzorch levorech, kach nil le'nochon. So that's what the Taz says, if it's your own talis, he thinks, what do you mean, you should probably make a bracha. Because, you know, the whole, according to some, it goes by whether it's a daytime garment. It doesn't matter what time it is outside. So that's one issue. And number two, he says the whole drosha, you know, what are you doing in Slichas? You're saying you'd give midas. The whole drosha we started the shiur from was from you'd give midas. So what's, you know, so a varia should put on a talis. That's how the Taz writes. The Mishnah Berurah, again, it's the same Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph in the Sivkot and Vav. The Mishnah Berurah mentions this discussion as well. And he says, let's find it. Hashatz misatef betalos b'shosh omid gil midas avshu kodem or ayom. The shchazan should put on a talos for tzlichas. Aval oz enam mevarech alav. Okay, you shouldn't make a broch on it. V'yesh de potos mitzitzin. So he says, v'ataz hissig alav. The Taz objected, and he says the best thing therefore kain lo yitol oz talos shalov oz talos shal kol. Shu gam kain kishalov. The Shabbos throws an important point. We'll mention in a second. Even if it's a shul talos. That's like it's yours because you're part of the shul. So Ella Yikach Talos Shachavera De Bezer Lechula Alma Potter Matzitzes VeYichaven Shenot LaRak LeKovod VeLo LeKnosol. You should have in mind you're not really acquiring it halachically. You're just putting it on for the sake of covered. And the Shaar Tzion he writes VaAfilu Leman Dal Machmir LeEl B'Simin Yadala VeTalos Shul Matzuyetes Hanu B'Stoma Avol Kishenot VeChaver BeChavona ShelO LeKnosol Lechula Alma Ein Tzarch LeBarachalav. So Mishabur is recommending first of all you should borrow your friends. And you should have specifically in mind sort of kavana not to acquire it anyway. Then there's no problem. When we call Malcolm, he says in the Shaarat Zion, Heichod the Ein Lo Talos Ela Shelo Misate Bobel Shelo Brocha. Well, nice. We'll pass him that if you have no choice, you put on your own without a brocha, and then you make the brocha. You make the brocha later on. I'll just mention quickly because it's getting a little late. The Shaarei Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Zalman Margulis, an important to safer in terms of Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. So in Shaar Yud, Sivches, you asked before about the Aliyah. So, no. This is the, you know, from Shaar Chuva family. Anyway, so in Shaar Yud, Sivches, I could be from the same family, it's not the same, but Ruv Margolis. This is an earlier stage. So, The Shaar Ephraim writes in Shaar Yud Sivches, Misha, you know, the Matei Ephraim, the same thing. That's the Matei Ephraim in the Mishnah Berurah quotes all the time. So he writes in the Shaar Yud Sivches, Misha Karin also Lalas the Torah, Ve'enemu to Patalas, Yesho Lisho Tach Mechaber, Lisatebo Mishum Kavar HaTorah, Ve'enemu Varchalov. Yosef told Likach Tal Shulam, Likach Tal Sakol, Shavital Shal Akol, Nichmas Akal Sofik, Shemichui Lavarach, because you know, you're part of the Tzibur. And in Lokach Lokach Talas Hakol and here to Lavork is Kavin Shirot to the Love Shul Shem Mabul Shul Tzitzis Vizate Po Atifas Harosh. And if you're going to take a Shul Talas and Taka, put it on like a garment, make a broch on it. If I'm not mistaken, by the Yekes, okay. And I remember seeing this when I sometimes Davin and Broyers and Shabbos years ago. My wife was my first marriage, so kind of lived in Washington Heights. I sometimes Davin Mincha there in the base measure. They put on a talis. Whoever gets an Aliyah for Mincha puts on a talis and he keeps the talis on clear to the end of davening. You're not just putting on for 10 seconds. The Aliyah Imam is wearing it, so then already you can talk about making a broch. You're not just putting on for 2 seconds. You're wearing it. That's what the, that's the Matei Ephraim over here. And earlier on in Shaar Gimel, Sif Yud Ches, I'll move to finish up in a second. I'd also, we'll leave that out for now. But that's the Shaar Ephraim. The Kaf HaChaim, from the Sfaradish Poskim, is not just the Sfaradim, the Ashkenazim agree, but he says it. Okay, in Sinkuf Mem Zion, Os Dalin says not only that, but not only a guy gets an Aliyah, but he even mentions as well that even the person, the Hagman Galila people, right, even the people who are carrying the Sefer Torah should also put on a talis, because the Gemara has not to hold the Sefer Torah when you're Orum, so it's different what that means. But he says that it can mean you put on a talis, as well. Finally, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I didn't see it. Yeah, it's a good point. I guess so. I guess leave. I guess psycho also. I think so. I don't see why not.
The Gemara there was talking about the cloth itself.
Yeah, right. But he is right. That's why you're not allowed to touch the cloth. But still, who's Aram? The person's Aram. The Sefer Torah's Aram. Very quickly, just to finish up, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Yud Dalad, But again, it's, you know, the Kalpa Chaim says it, but it's not just the Kalpa. The Aruch HaShulchan also mentions it in Siman Tzadi. All right. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Yud Dalid just summarizes all this whole situation. In Siman Yud, an important Bir Halacha, and then we're done. In Siman Yud Dalid, Sif Yud Aleph, Sukkot Yud Aleph, Yesh Machmirim V'Sovet Shalol L'Varach, Elim Kein Nosel V'Ferish Matana Mas Achzir. Some people are not, don't put on a Mekbrach on someone else's talis, unless you give him a fairish to shame matana, but he says rov achronim maskimim. Shulchan Aruch says not that way. Fine, but the dafka im shol mimenu talis hamiyuchel l'mitzvah. Aval imhu only if it's for talis that it's for a mitzvah, and then he says, yeah, imhu beged omer l'visha rak kevet shepasua. If it's a special type of garment, and not only if you're using it for the mitzvah, and he says here, v'chein im shol talis lalos the Torah. Oh, you got a talis bar to talis again aliyah. O lava lifnei teva, o leduchen. She'ein ha'elam mishum ha'kovid, ein mevorchan alav, de'ulo ha'eretzon la'ashila raklam malbus l'chud, v'lo la'haklas lo. V'yesh cholkum zeh, as we saw, u'svila b'chol gav mevorchim, al'kein kosa b'derech ha'chaim, de'yoser tov she'yechavein b'chol elu shelo liknos. V'shabur said, whenever you borrow a talis, because it is machlok, it's better to have in mind, you're not acquiring it, you're not, it's not a matana, okay, it's just, you're just borrowing it, k'dei shelo yitzorach levarach l'chula alma. Okay? That's only a private person. Even if you're just wearing it to be the chazan and again aliyah. That's what they bought the talisim for, the people to use. Okay? Right, that's the whole purpose of it. So therefore, if it's a shul talis, you would have to make a bracha on it. In the Bir Halacha, it's a long Bir Halacha, we won't have time now to read the whole thing. It starts the word she'ela. On the second side, he quotes the Shari Ephraim that we just saw. Okay? We say for Shari Ephraim, because Yosef told Likach talis she'ula, it's better to take a borrowed talis rather than a talis of the tzibur, like to avoid that whole suffix, as you mentioned. He says, however, it's, I think, says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe it's only a problem, the Dafka commission is atefo rosha kederach hatifa shachars. Maybe this whole thing is only a problem when you're mamish wrapping yourself on this way, and you put it over your head, and you wear it like you regularly wear your talis. Ha'belav ha'chi ein levorach av sheish das tassaposu ha'cholkom hazeh, v'sula de'ituf ha'guf sagi, mikol mokom ein kavonosu des atef klar rak levisha l'shato mishum kovod ba'alma. Again, when it's only done, the same covered the alma, it's just it's just a way of of covered. Then that's not called what? It's not called asher techasipah. What's the original pasuk by Tzitz? It says gedilim tasalachal arba kanfos ksuscha asher techasipah. If you're just putting it on for kavarat tzibur, for an aliyah, for kavarat torah, that's not called asher techasipah. That's called ituf arai. The af betalas shalom zmano bol shenocholis ateh b'mamish. If you just wrap it on your shoulders, you only wrap yourself up. You know, when we make the bracha, we wrap it, and people throw it over the shoulder. What a different minhagim are exactly to make a tifas ha'yishmeilin. So he said, you're just putting it on over your shoulder to run for an aliyah, even if it's your own talis, you can make a case, l'sha'a kala, a short amount of time, b'sha'as ha'kriya, v'dayto l'asir me'ah, you're going to take it right off, tzorach iyan b'haygir b'chai gavna. That's again from the Shari Ephraim. The Mishnah Berurah himself said, dvarim chalushim mikvas, because maybe Atifas Aguf, we assume, is proper Atifas Aguf. At the end, he writes, the safest thing to do, and he backs up the Shari Ephraim, he says, the safest thing to do, as I said, is to do it in a way where you have Kavana not to be Kona'is, then you've taken care, you borrow it from someone else, you have in mind that you're Dafka not Kona'is, or you avoid the Shul Talas, that's how you can avoid this problem. And this works, says the Tzipes of Frank, even for a shul talis, he mentions, because Simon Yud Zayin in the Shoshana with Har Tzvi, Orachaim Kelek Alef Simon Yud Zayin, Bracha of Talas Shobes HaKnesses, he says, it appears in the Mishnah Berurah that, a talis shall call, you can never have that trick in mind, but the Tzipes of Frank says, no, it could well be, Masha'ina King Shu Mechavin Shalom Liskus Bo, Rashayu Lizate Below Bracha, even on a shul talis. So he's makel, even on a shul talis, if you have in mind that you're not being, Yotzeh. And lastly, the Rosh Sternbuch, in Charles Chuvas on August, Chelik Aleph Simon Lamed Gimel. So he talks about again the Talas Shalakal. He quotes some of these sources that we mentioned, but he says Talas Shalakal, you should make a bracha because if he says the Lo Mol Sheina Rotelik Nosu B'Shalakal Shazer K'Shal Shutfin, it's like a din in Shutfin, and despite the, you know, what the Tzviyasa Frank says. But he says there's a difference because sometimes you have a talus in a shul where it's like a Rebbe's shul. So you know, it's not, you know, you're not a member. You're davening a shtibel someplace. So there, there perhaps all the talisim that are they don't really belong to shulchan, and they belong to the owner, to the Rebbe. So then then it might be different. So again, practically speaking, and I want to read the whole thing, but we'll save it maybe another time. It's late, but practically speaking, the best idea to cover everything is to borrow a talis. If you get an aliyah or you're going to duchen or something like that, borrow a talis and have in mind you're not accepting it as a matana, you're not being acquiring anyway, you're just wearing it for a temporary purpose, so cover the tzibur, and then you don't have to make a bracha. The Otzim Dvareinu is certainly a person, the shliach tzibur, we said, and even for an aliyah, even for Hag Megillah, we said, I guess, a psich also, it makes sense, even though I didn't see anyone mention it specifically, you should put on a talis. And the question about avoiding the problem with the bracha, so there are ways to avoid it. But certainly part of the definition of shliach tzibur is to have a talis. Okay.
Sorry, a little Bar Mitzvah boy getting up for his first aliyah. Really, she's not making bracha with the talis.
Probably not. Yeah.